to begin by thanking the Parnosim. The Parnos Hayom is Alyssa and Yeshua Lesson Weinberg, Josh. The Ilu Nishmas Avraham Mordechai and Shlomo, the Nishom Shav and Aliyah, and Shalom Simcha Nachis, Mount of Adolam. Jessica and Fran Ludman, the Ilu Nishmas Chanabas Avram, the Nishom Shav and Aliyah. The Weinberg family, Jeff and Shivana, the Ilu Nishmas Jeff's father, David Ben Yosef, the Nishom Shav and Aliyah. And the pioneers of the month of the Chaydish, the Hershkish family, the Ili Nishmas, Leia Sarah Bazev, the Sham Shavalia, Simcha Nachi. Okay. Thank you. We began learning this piece of the Hakdoma of the Sulam, of the Baal HaSulam of Ashlag, Schusi Galeinu. To the Zohar HaKadosh. This is all by way of a few weeks of Hakdama until we're going to start learning the Sefer. Sefer Baruch Hashem is available in Eretz Yisrael. And we have there one of the Chevra, Kovi Fleischman, is taking care of getting. He ordered, I think, 40 Sfarim. We'll see if how much we need. We'll take it from there.
What's the name of the Sefer?
The name of the Sefer is. Can't remember the second SS. I remember the name of the Sefer. The Mitzvah, that will start that in a few weeks. The Hakdama of the Sulam in this Torah that we began last week and which we're going to try to finish tonight. I'm trying to understand before we embark on our Lech Lecha and our journey of this Limud of Chachmas Emes and our Madrega. Now, I'm a regular learning Pnimius Atayr. We need to understand what the meaning of Pnimius is. But more than that, what's the significance of this limud? This alone we could talk about for a few years, just about learning this. Of course, we have to learn it. Not to talk just about learning, but to learn it. That the Zohar Kaddish makes it very clear, and we've spoken about this a number of times over the years, that the entire Geula depends upon this limud. And we have to take it in a very serious way. The Geula depends on this limud. And we're talking about how everything that exists on two basic levels of Chitzonius and Pnimius. Chitzonius and Pnimius. And we were talking about how the Umas Olam are the Chitzonius of the world and Am Yisrael is the Pnimius. And within Am Yisrael, the Ovdei Hashem are the Pnimius of that Pnimius. And within that Pnimius, the Ovdei Hashem that are Isaac in this Limud, that are driven to, and that are Isaac in this Limud that we're going to begin learning. So they are the Pnimius of Am Yisrael. And we were talking about how the whole Hisgabrus of Pnimius over Chitzonius is this relationship between Am Yisrael and the nations of the world as a relationship of Pnimius and Chitzonius. And to the extent that we engage and that the Jewish people enter into that world of Pnimius, the Pnimius is Mezgabra and Chitzonius of the Umas Ha'olam. That's what we were talking about. But as I said last week, it's very kedai if someone is part of the Limba to try to keep up and to listen to make sure to be where we are. So on the bottom of that page, everybody should have either a physical page or it's on your phone. We're up to where it says, where it's Samach Tes. I just read, so that's what the Zohar means when it says, that Mitoch Esach has Sefer HaZohar, B'Sefer HaZohar, B'Chochma Sem, is Yitzku Lotzis Mitoch HaGolus L'Gula Shleima. Shlechar Ma'inyin Limad HaZohar L'Gulashim Shri Yisrael Mi Ben HaUmas. What's the connection between learning Pnimius HaTorah and the Gula of the Jewish people in Ben HaUmas? But we understand that the Pnimius of creation and the Tachas of creation is Geula. And to the extent that we are engaged in that world of Pnimius, then the world of Pnimius overtakes and is victorious, so to speak, over the world of Chitzonius, and that's the Inyan of Geula. We're presently living in an existence of Chitzonius. And Geula is the Pnimius. So he explains, this is from, again, Rav Ashlag, the Baal HaSulam. and Samach Tes. Ubamavur muvan heitev, ki gam Tara yeshba pnimius chitzanias. That when we learn Tara, there's pnimius and there's chitzanias. Kama klalus ha'olam kulai, as in all of creation, there's pnimius and chitzanias, so too in Libana Tara. Leficha gam ha'isik b'Tara, therefore, even those who are learning Torah, yesh lo elush tei ha-madregas. There are these two madregas of learning Torah. Ubeyosa, the next page, ubeyosa magbir terchaso bepnimius ha-Torah, v'sadeseha, and to the extent that a person is working harder and harder to try to understand pnimius ha-Torah and the secrets of Torah, nimsa garim b'shir hazeh shamarlis pnimius ha-Olam, that causes the pnimius ha-Olam Shem Yisrael, the Jewish people are the pnimius ha'olam of the world, the tala mala mala al chitzanius ha'olam. To the extent that the greatness, the stature, the learning of pnimius ha'Torah ascends higher and higher, so too the pnimius of the world, which is Am Yisrael, ascends higher and higher, lamala lamala. Al chitzanius ha'olam, which over the chitzanius ha'olam, Shem umas ha'olam, which are the nations of the world. Until ultimately, the entire world will recognize, will acknowledge, will recognize the Shevach of Am Yisrael, the greatness and the superiority and the tachlis of all creation being Am Yisrael. Ad sheyikuyim hakosav, until the pasuk in Yeshaya will be fulfilled, ulekochum amim veheviyum el makaimam. The pasuk is saying that not only will there be a time that the nations of the world are not fighting against our being in Eretz Yisrael like they are now, are not fighting against our being there, but ulekochum amim veheviyum el makom, that the nations of the world will do everything they can to help us return to Eretz Yisrael, to help us come back, to help Jews settle the land. You see, there isn't a little bit of an inyan like that even now among certain goyim. That the nations of the world will be so clear to them that it's absolutely essential for all of creation that Eretz Yisrael, which is the pnimius of this physical world, is Eretz Yisrael, be inhabited by the pnimius, be filled by the Jewish people of the pnimius of creation, and that's the toivas, that's for the benefit of the rest of creation, for the rest of the world. And so too it says later on in Yeshaya, Koy Amar Hashem Elokim, Hine Esa El Goyim Yadi, Vel Amim Arim Nisi, I will lift up my hand and I will lift up this banner, Veheviu Banecha Bechaitzenu B'neisecha Al Kosev Tenesana. They're going to carry, that the Goyim are going to carry Jews back to Eretz Yisrael on their shoulders, it says in Pasuk. They're going to carry us back on their shoulders. I will imchash Hashem Lahibach. But if Chalila, we ignore Pnimius HaTorah, we ignore Chachmas Emes, we ignore the deeper light of Torah, the deeper truth of Torah, which is itself Geula, we ignore that. Sha'odam Yisrael mashpil marlis Pnimius HaTorah, like unfortunately many people do, that a mashpil, that they lower the importance. There was a bach that just told me he was talking to his Rosh Hashiva about this limud, and the Rosh Hashiva says, over here we don't talk about heebie-jeebie. He said, heebie-jeebie, he said. Like it's Harry Potter. Although I'm sure they all read Harry Potter. But to say, this is what, even Ad Hayom, to be mashpil, the covenant of the Or of Torah, of the Pnimis of Torah, the Tachlis of all creation. Mashpil Marlis Pnimis of Torah, so we're going to see a few places from Rav Kook's letters where he writes about the psychology of these people. Where does that come from? The insecurity, the fear, the realization after learning Torah for many years, how when it comes to a huge part of Torah, they know absolutely nothing. They know absolutely nothing. And because of that, they always feel a lack of confidence and insecure about dealing with people who are learning these things. And Rav Kook talks a lot about this. Mashpil Milas Pnimius HaTorah V'Sodeseh Hadonah B'Darchei Nishmeisenu Madrigasein. What's Pnimius HaTorah talking about? It's talking about the Pnimius of the Jewish people. Meaning, Darchei Nishmeisenu. the neshama. Umadrigaseya. V'chein b'chelek ha-seichel v'tami mitzvah, klapi ma'ilas chitzanius ha-Torah, as opposed to just believing in and being involved in chitzanius ha-Torah, which is hadona b'chelek ha-maisi b'lvad, which is very holy, it's the holiest. However, it's only Isaac and the chelek ha-maisi. It's just talking about the practical part of Torah, the chitzanius of Torah, the lamaisi of Torah, which of course is of great importance, but as the Svarm explained, it can't be compared to the importance of Pnimius HaTorah. Afilu ma'isek pam bePnimius HaTorah, and even if this person every now and then will try to look at something in Pnimius HaTorah, hareyu maktsev lo hasham u'etes mizmano, he only sets aside a small amount of time, b'shar shelo yom v'lo laila, which is the expression that Chazal used regarding the study of Chachmi Yevanis, of non-Jewish things. When it's not day, it's not night. K'may shahaisa, chas v'shol. Dovish ain't sarach bo. Kilu, it's something that is, it's extra. It's extra. In other words, there's the curriculum of Yiddishkeit, and then there's like you have in school, so there's the regular curriculum, and then, you know, you maybe stay a little bit later, once a week, for music or for aerobics or something. Hunim segarim b'zeh. This person is garim b'zeh lahashpil olaharid mata mata as pnimius ha'olam. This person is driving lower and lower the pnimius of all creation of the world. Shein b'nei Yisrael, which is the covet of b'nei Yisrael, which is b'nei Yisrael. Ulahagbir es chitonius ha'olam aleihem. And then lamala lamala, they're elevating the stature of chitzani asylum, shem um asylum, which are the nations of the world. V'yashpilu v'yavoyzu es bnei Yisrael, and then there's going to be more hashpolet, more bizyonis for Jews, more hatred of Jews, more anti-Semitism. V'yachshivu es Yisrael k'may shahoyu dover miyutar ba'olam, and Jews are going to be looked at the same way that they look at Pnimius HaTorah as being something which is not so important. Jews are going to be also looked at as being miyutar, like extra, not essential to the world. It's extra. The world doesn't need. Vein l'olam chayfetz b'hem chas v'shalom. The world doesn't want Jews, chas v'shalom. Le'oid, elagarmen b'zeh shafilu achitzayni shabu m'sa'ilam. And not only that, even among the nations of the world, the chitzayniyas of the m'sa'ilam, the most external, the lowest elements of the nations of the world, misgaberos al pnimius shel hanatzman, is misgaber on the pnimius of the umas olam, on the finer qualities of the umas olam. There's the lowest qualities and the lowest people of the umas olam, the chitzonius of the chitzonius, are misgaber on the pnimius of the chitzonius of the umas olam. Ki agruim shabu umas olam, therefore, the lowest among the nations, Shema mezikim umachrive ha'olam, those who are the destroyers of the world, mizgabrim v'olam maila maila, ascend higher and higher, ala pnimius shelhem, ala pnimius, over the pnimius of the nations of the world. We've spoken about this so many times over the years, that even 30, 40 years ago, maybe around this, a little before, the most respected people in the world were writers, thinkers, philosophers, artists, poets. Not celebrities. These are the lowest of the lowest people, the chitzonius of chitzonius, alamala lamala. Alamala lamala. My daughter was telling me that some person that made a whole tumult, that was last week, 2 weeks ago, so said something anti-Semitic. He's a rapper or something, a singer. It's not whatever. I don't know who he is, but he made the whole world is tumbling over this person. Kilu is a bardeya, like he has some sort of a deya in the world. And we saw this already starting years and years ago. I remember during the time of the Vietnam War when there was an actress, a novelist, she became like a big ballast deyas in the whole world, and people were. So then eventually it comes to a point where you have that the chitzonius of the chitzonius is oil lamalam and apnimius. Even from the pnimius of the umas olam, they're not important anymore. It's the chitzonius of the umas olam, the chitzonius of the chitzonius. Because by the Umas Olam, by the nations of the world, they're very, some very, very wonderful Chashiva people. Chassid Umas Olam, very great people. Those are not the people who are admired anymore in society. Those are not the people who are looked up to anymore. And then listen to what he's saying. And then the lowest of the Umas Olam are able to carry out all the Shechitas that they could shech the whole world. Now you're wondering, when did he write these words? Right, so when exactly was this written? The truth is the Hagdama is written before the Milchama. He was living afterwards also for a few years. So I don't know when the Hagdama exactly, I'm not sure. But he says at the end, it seems that he's writing, that he wrote this part, it seems, after the Milchama. Because look what he says. V'azem oisim kol ha-chubanus v'ashchitas ha-yum she-b'nei dorenu ha-yu eidei ri'i elehem. That our generation were aiding to see. It could be World War I also that he's talking about, but it's most likely this was about the war. Hashem Yishmeren Mikan Ve'elach. How is it possible that painter from Vienna, and I don't mean an artist from Vienna, you're talking about a painter from Vienna, that he was Oilu Lamala Lamala in such a short time. How could there be such a thing? It's one of the greatest wonders of human history, what happened to Germany. And it was a country that was filled with intellectuals of the highest caliber. The most chashuva degree to get was from a German university. It was the most chashuva place. And in a short time, this bohemian animal became the Rosh Kol HaMedabrim, and the whole country was nimshach achrav. It's an amazing thing. What he's saying here, v'harei le'enacha. The tzaddik is saying, look with your eyes and see. Shagulas Yisrael, v'chol Milas Yisrael, told you, believe what HaZohar b'pnimis HaTorah. Now he's going to show us from the Zohar in a second. Ulahepech, kol ha-chorbanos, all of their chorbanos, and all the kol yiridosim shel b'nei Yisrael, heimach m'sha'ozvus p'nimis HaTorah, because they have abandoned the inner light of Torah, the p'nimis, the light of Am Yisrael. Therefore, the light of p'nimis in the world has been dimmed, has been darkened, and the chitzonius is stronger and stronger and stronger. Spilo ma'alosa mata mata, and we're guilty of that. The Jewish people are guilty of that. And it's treated like something that there's no need for that. Baruch Hashem, we see in our generation that's changing very dramatically. Chas Deshem, it's unbelievable what's going on. It's starting to pick up a lot, but this is the matzav that he's describing. There's Eshramu b'tikunim, and we see this in the Tikkun Isaiah. It says in the Tikkunim, I'll just go straight to the Hebrew. Let's read the Hebrew part together. The translation says, Kumu v'esoiru b'shvil ha-shchina ha-kadosha. Says in the Zohar Kodesh, in the Tikkunim, Kumu v'esoiru, awaken, arise, b'shvil ha-shchina ha-kadosha, for the sake of the Holy Shchina. Sh'yesh l'chen lev reikon. You have an empty heart. Without any wisdom and intelligence to understand. But you have the ability to understand the deepest secrets of Torah, the Zohar is saying. And you have the deepest, you have the ability to understand the tsar of the Shechina, which we see many places in Chazal, and the Zohar Kodesh, that the Shechina is crying over this. V'soid hadavar, on the bottom, v'soid hadavar, k'may shekosov, it says in the Navi Yeshayah, "Kol oimer ker, shakol doifek b'libo shakol echad v'achid miyisrael." When it says in the Navi that the voice of Hashem is resounding, the voice of Hashem is ringing, is resounding in the heart of each and every Jew. Likrois l'spalel l'haramas hashchina kedosha, to call out and to daven for the haramas hashchina kedosha, to lift up the shchina kedosha. She klolus nishmas kol Yisrael, which is the Shechina, which is the klolus of nishmas Yisrael, to lift up. Aval Shechina imeres my ekra, klame ein bikarch lahar mezatzmi miyafar. So everybody's screaming that the Shechina should get up, that Mashiach should come, and the Jewish people, the covenant of Am Yisrael should be uplifted, and the Shechina should come up from the offer. Kumi isnar miyafar kumi, isnar miyafar kumi. But the Shechina says, I. The Shechina says, "Ein bikarach lahar mesatzmi me'ofer. Ein bikarach, I can't lift myself up from the offer. B'shvil, says in Pasuk, Shekol Basar Chatzir. Look what it says. The Zohar says, Kulam Heima Kebehemais. Because the Jews are living like animals. Ochle Esa V'chatzir, we're eating grass and hay, straw. Klemesh Oisim HaMitzvahs B'li Das, K'may Behemais. That the Jewish people are keeping mitzvahs without any das, without any thought, like animals. But kol chazda kitzis asada, kol achasadim shoysen, and all the chasadim that they're doing is la'atzmam hemoysen. They're doing it for different reasons, for themselves. Klemishayin kavanosim b'mitzvah shoysen. They're not having kavanas. They're not. It's not the kavanas, the deeper kavanas of what the mitzvahs are about and why we're doing the mitzvahs. Shetiena bechdei la'ashpia nachas ruach liyoysen. The tachlis of the mitzvahs is to give nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're doing it for whatever that satisfies inside of them. Va'afilu ha'toivim shebehem. And this is the Zohar says, Va'afilu ha'toivim shebehem. And even the pnimius of the Jewish people, which means those who are loim de Torah, people who are keeping mitzvahs and who are loim de Torah, shemos hu zmanam al esek Torah, people who give up their time, who are learning Torah, are very serious about learning Torah. Lo asuze, elo to elas gufam atzmam. They're doing it because whatever, they enjoy it. It's kishmak. It's interesting. Bli kavana ritzuya, without the proper kavana, b'chdei la'ashpia nachas ruach liyotzon, to give nachas ruach to Hashem. And the Zohar says be'esahi. At that time, nemar l'dor. It is said about the generation ruach holech v'liyoshuv la'olam dahainu. Ruach HaMashiach, Hatzarech L'Golis Yisrael, Mikol Tzareseim, Ad L'Gula Hashleim L'Kaim HaKosuv, Umalos Deyas Hashem. Mashiach Sekeinu, who must come to this world to redeem the Jewish people, to redeem the whole world from all the tzaras, and that the world should be filled with the Deyas Hashem. HaRuach HaZeh Nestalik Le'Vahalach Le'. When this Ruach of Mashiach, when the Ruach of Mashiach sees how all that we're doing is in the way of Chitzanias, HaRuach is a nostalgic level holoch. It gets up and leaves. The Ruach of Mashiach leaves. Ve'nu meyer ba'olam. It does not shine in the world. The Ruach of Mashiach. Oy lahem lo'isam anoshim ha'garmim. Gevalt. Oy lahem to those people who are causing this. SheRuach of Mashiach yestalik ve'yelech lo meha'olam. That the Ruach of Mashiach leaves the world. Le'yucha loshuv la'olam. And cannot come into the world. Shehema, this is a very famous sentence. This is a sentence that we'll see being brought down over and over in the Sfarim HaKadoshim. Dinin inu avda avdi laraisa yevesha. Shehema, heim ha'oisim asatora li yevesha. What does that mean? What does that mean, heim ha'oisim asatora li yevesha? They make the Torah dry. The Torah is dry. Li yevesha. Without the moisture of true seichel and das, because all they're learning is the external part of Torah, just the chelik hamayisi, not pnimis haTorah. Ve'enem roitzim l'shtadal u'lahavin b'chokhmas haKabbalah, and they don't want to make any effort to understand chokhmas haKabbalah, chokhmas haEmes, pnimis haTorah. Leido lahaskel beside us a Torah, to understand the secrets of Torah, the tamei mitzvah, and the reasons for the mitzvahs. Why are we doing these things? So everything is dry. The Torah is dry. Vailon de garmin and yusa v'charva ubiza v'herig v'avdan ba'alma. It's a frightening thing. Oilahem. Shem garmin b'maaseim halalu. That they're causing because of this. Sheyu anius v'cherev v'chamas u'biza v'harigois v'hashmodes v'olam. That the world remains filled with poverty, the sword, violence, murder, shmodes, genocide. That's what he says. That's what the Zohar said a long time ago. We'll just do a drop more. Shlomo, do me a favor. On my desk, there's the Meimorim. I forgot it on my desk. You see that? V'tam divrei hu. Kamosha Biarnu. That's the Lashon. We just learned it was the Lashon of desire. Now, the Sulam just explains a little bit more. It goes on for a few pages, but just going to read till the bottom. V'tam divreim hu, Kamosha Biarnu. Shebiyois kol oiske ha-Torah mezalzalim b'pnimi yishalem. Because those who are learning Torah, meaning the pnimius of the Jewish people are oiske b'Torah, lam d'Torah. But, shka, thank you. They're learning Torah. But mezalzalim b'pnimi yishalem. But the mezalzalim b'pnimius of Torah. U'b'pnimius ha-Torah. U'menichim oisa. And they abandon it, they leave it. Like nobody, like it's extra. Nobody needs it. Or that, you know, you have a few tzaddikim, some sardim, or some chassidim, whatever, that they do it. But it's not for the whole world. And these people are learning Torah. Many of them learning Torah all day. They're like they're blind. Or just touching the wall, trying to find their way around. By doing that, by living this way, they are magbir, even though they're fine people and they're learning Torah, and they'll certainly get rewarded for all the Torah that they learn. But they're magbir as chitzaniusam atzma. They're strengthening the side of chitzanius in creation. Dina to'elas gufam, which means that it's all just about themselves. Chen chitzanius ha-Torah, and the external. Chitzanius ha-Torah. Hema machshivim al pnimius ha-Torah. That the machshev, the chitzonius of Torah, the nigla of Torah, more than the pnimius of Torah. This causes that all of the bechinas of chitzonius that are in the world, magbirois es atzman, elevate themselves, strengthen themselves, al kol chelkei pnimius shabar, on all the chelkei pnimius shabar, kol achas lefim husa. Now, the next thing you have in there is from the Maimarim. I said Akitzarana, but I forgot. I was reminded at the end last week. You have there on the phone or you on the paper. There's a piece from Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalab, Zechasad of Kosh Levracha, of Cook's great Talmud. It's called Shiras Hashem is Baruch. Hope you have that. You see that. Here, the Tzaddik, who, by the way, also was very close to the Baal HaSulam. They knew each other very well. Here, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is explaining when this all began. This confusion between Chitzonius and Pnimius. This confusion. That any typical person that's learning yeshiva that would be part of what we're talking about tonight would not understand at all what this is all about and would see this whole thing as being crazy and worse than crazy. When did that begin? When did this happen, that this confusion between chitzonius and pnimius and the importance of pnimius, that the importance of pnimius, the stature of pnimius was lowered? When did that happen? How did that happen? So we're going to learn just a little bit from Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, and then we're going to do a few pages from Akitzarana from Rav Sasson. So let's just start. It's already 1:45. Oh no, we have till nine. This is a drasha. This is one of the drashas that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe gave Shabbos Shuva. This is in the Maimarim Ari V'Yishi. There are many chalakim of Maimarim. Shuvi Yisrael Ad Hashem Lekecha Ki Kashalta Bavenecha. The Navi calls out and says to return Ad Hashem Lekecha. Ki Kashalta Bavenecha. You have stumbled. You have failed in your sins. Eino Omer El Hashem. It doesn't say to Hashem. It says, Ad Hashem, until Hashem. Shuv Yisrael, until you reach Hashem. Ad Hashem. Kamei Shema Achaka, Kui Machem Tvarim Shuv El Hashem. Later on in the Pasuk, it says, Shuv El Hashem. Kamei Biki Kashalta Benecha, Hele Loimar Ki Kashalta Ba'avainis. Why Avonecha should be Avainis. But no, that's going to be really at the end of the Rosh, we're not going to get there. Ki Kashalta Ba'avainach, and Nira Shiesh Avonis Mi'chor Mi'Yisrael. When it says Avonecha, it means there is that the Navi is talking about a particular problem that the Jewish people have. Avonecha, that there's something specific that's wrong that needs to be addressed. Sheesh avonis ha-miyuchadim li-Yisrael. K'shem sheesh kedush ha-miyuchadis li-Yisrael. There's something uniquely wrong with the Jewish people. Just like there's that which is uniquely great and different, there's something that's uniquely wrong. Anam Kenu. Now listen, we'll just get a little bit, we'll be able to do. Anam Kenu. Kol achatoyim shebo'olam, all sins of the world, nimshachim yishor shei chet gadol, are all coming from the one root of one big chet. Umenu kol ha'anofim, and from that root of all chet, of all sin, grow all the branches, shalakishloinish nechsholim b'chatoyim avonis upshaim, all aveiros. Every aveira that you and I have ever done, l'aleinu, in our lives, and any Jew has ever done in his life, comes from one sharish, from one root. V'asharish hazeh halu ha-chet akolim shel chet eitz hadas. That chet is the chet of the tree of knowledge. U'ma haya oifi shel chet ahu. So what is this chet? What happened by the eitz hadas? Sof kol sof, Adam was seeking das. So what was wrong? All of creation, hein harabim, the multitudes, v'hein hayachid she'afim l'gedolos. There's a natural she'if, a natural longing for greatness. Man has, all men have, all of mankind has this tremendous longing for something great, for something big, you know, the gala event, something big, godless. Everybody wants godless. He writes him this roimim les gadol umechapsim ayah yimtzu as a godless as shehem shoyfim leh. Everybody wants to be misroimim, to be misgadol, and everybody's looking for that place. Where can I find godless? It was in what area of life, and what matter of existence can I find this godless that I need to have, this greatness that I'm looking for? Va'omnam halomokam agadlus la'nimtza ki'im ba'gadol ha'amiti yisbarach shemai gadol Hashem umu'ula ma'ayit v'ligdula say ein cheker. True godless can only be found in one's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in connecting to Hashem, because Hashem is Gadol Hashem Umuhula Ma'od V'Ligdulase Ein Cheker. Hashem's Gedula is infinite. Hashem's Godless is infinite. V'Chol Ma'ashi is Dabgu B'Yoseh, and therefore, to the degree that an individual or a people are Mizdabik to Hashem, because Hashem is, by definition, Hashem is Kivyochel, he's the, we get to Kivyochel, the embodiment of godless. Godless is Hashem. So that when you're Mizdabik Bo Yoser, to the degree that you're Mizdaber, because Hashem is the Pinimishim, 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 and to the extent that one is Mizdabik to that godless of Hashem, Yimtsu Yoser Sashahim Dorshim Machasim, they'll be able to find more of this godless that they're looking for. They'll be able to find more of it. Vini bohanochash upita. This is the pitui. This is the seduction of the snake, and he has lots of business these days. This is the pitui of the nochash. Ki ein tzarech losu acher hagadlus bimroimim. You don't have to look for godless bimroimim. You don't have to look for godless beyond this world. You don't have to look for invisible godless. You don't have to look for godless in God, in Elokus, in something that you can't understand. See, Adam HaRishon wanted godless in something that he would understand. The snake is saying, you don't have to look, ain't sort of lost our gods and remember Meshalifne Havai Va'al Havai. You don't have to look for godless in that reality which transcends reality, which was before all that existed, which is higher than all that exists, which is the only true godless. Not relative godless. Everything else is relative godless. Just like this one is an A plus and this one's an A. So therefore the A plus is a godl. Well, it's relative to the A, and the A is relative to the A minus, and the A minus to the B plus. It's just relative godless. But etzim ha-godless is only that which is not subject to the limitations of the tzimtzum of this world. It's not subject to the limitations of this world. All of creation is katnus. Everything other than God is, all of creation is a descent from Ein Sof into Yesh. It's all katnus. All creation is katnus. there's relative in the world of katnas. There's an A and there's a B and there's a C, but it's all katnas. The only godless be'etzim is Godel Hashem u'muhul ha'ma'oid v'ligdulah say ein cheke. That's the only godless be'etzim. So the snake came along and said, "Ef shalim says a godless b'havayatzma. You don't have to go beyond the world to find godless. You don't have to leave your neighborhood. You don't have to even leave your house to find godless. You don't have to go anywhere. Ef shalim says a godless b'havayatzma. Godless can be found in creation itself. But godless be'etzim can be found in creation itself." This would lead, of course, to Avodah Zarah and so on. It can be found in creation itself. Ba'odam Atzma. And you don't have to go anywhere. You don't need God. You can find it inside of yourself. Vamre im toich lemeis adas. The snake was saying this. If you eat from the etzadas, v'isim ke'lukim yedei toivera, you will be like God. You won't need God. You will be yourselves like God. Yedei toivera. Uba b'pituyim. That God himself had to eat from something in order to become God. Nispata Adam, a man was seduced, was tricked. And instead of throughout one's life looking for godless, in order to spend your entire life in lech lecha, lech lecha, lech lecha, to keep on going, try to get closer and closer, and to grow higher and higher, connecting more and more to the true godless, which is the shifa of a godless emes, which is the only true shifa for godless. The meshal amalam and hadas, that which is above das, not das, that which transcends das. Hukton, man was diminished. That's what Chazal said before. He ate from the tree. He was, 500 miles high. And it means he was in that world of Ein Sof. And then man ate from the tree and Nismai Kaimasai. Meaning that from that time, Huktan, man was diminished. So he's looking for godless. He's looking for meaning, for depth, for experience, for fulfillment, in places of katnas. Because man naturally needs, has this longing for the infinite, has a longing for something beyond himself. The inyan of the Eitz HaDa'as is to actually believe that you're going to find godless in the katnas of creation. Whatever that katnas is that you have made into your own personal Avodah Zarah. So whatever that is that you worship in life, as being, this is the place of godless. And it just so happens, whenever you talk to anybody, it's that one area of life that they happen to know a little bit about that they think is the godless of life. Because that's the inyan that they connect it to. And they actually believe that this is godless. This is godless. So it's the most pathetic thing. A world filled with billions of people who are looking for godless b'makom katnas. Godless b'makom katnas. It's not just with celebrities or rock stars or ball players, but there you see it so clearly. B'makom katnas. Katnas shebe katnas. That people are imagining godless. And they're looking for godless in people of such katnas. But it's the everywhere in the world that looking for the Ein Sof in something which is finite, something which can never ever satisfy that need that a person has for Ein Sof, to be connected to the infinite. Umini az adayin hapitui halazer holech v'nimshach, and since the cheder of Eitz HaDa'as, this pitui, this seduction of the snake, to look for pnimius in chitzanius, to imagine that there's something pnimi about something which is chitzani. To imagine that, like to listen to an old Beatles record or something. If people probably still do that, to listen to an old Beatles album and to say, there's nothing that could equal this. There's just nothing that could be like this. This is godless. Or to have a certain experience or a certain physical pleasure and to spend your whole life trying to satisfy that pleasure, that's godless. And it's the most pathetic thing, is looking for God's makom kadosh. It's no different than a little child that's playing with little toy soldiers and thinks that he's like Napoleon or something, controlling the army, or Alexander the Great. That any adult will look at that and feel it's cute, but it's pathetic. It's pathetic. Mishorim sharim shirim ala haharim v'ala gvos. So poets write poems and sing songs, and singers sing songs about mountains. Ala geis v'yom naharvus, and on valleys and on streams and rivers, they have poems and they make paintings, and people will spend millions of dollars for this Rembrandt or this Renoir, whatever it is. Al ha'ilonos v'al ha'asavim v'al ha'tzmachim, the trees and the plants, the flowers. Al ha'chayis v'al ha'chayis v'al ha'behemah v'al ha'odim. Chayis and behemahs v'al ha'odim. Songs and poems about animals, about the world, about people, about every topic. V'al kol k'dei limso tif'ara b'socha havai. And all of these poems and songs and paintings are for the one tachlis, to find beauty, to find the essence, to find the pnimius of the world. That's all that they're looking for, the pnimius of the world. The tiferes, besocha havai. But to find absolute beauty in that which is finite. La havais is at simon, to quench the thirst, legadlus, to try to quench the thirst for godless, b'mai meluchim, with salt water. It can never quench that thirst. Man's thirst for pnimius can never be quenched with chitzanius. V'layodu v'layavino, ki b'shum oifen lo yervua lo yerava hatzimon l'shira zulas k'sheyashiru shir chadash le'elokeinu. And they don't know that the only possible way to quench one's thirst is by singing shir chadash le'elokeinu, the new song to Hashem. Oz yoshe moish v'neesos hashira ha'zois l'Hashem. Only with Hashira HaZois LaHashem, that's Pnimi Sheba Pnimius. Shiru LaHashem Shir Chadash. Kina Hoy LaDavid by Shmoyne Nimen. David's Kina had 8 strings. David, Avi Kala Mesharim, David is the Rebbe of all poets, of all singers. Yoda LaHarich Kala Shirim Sha'al HaVayat, that of course you all know that the number 8 is that number which means that which transcends 7. 7 means this world. David Melch knew that the song is only Shir Chodesh Lelokeinu, that longing for Ein Sof, for the infinite, that natural longing for godless that a human being has, can only be found in the number 8, not in the number 7. It cannot be found in the number 7. So the kid gets a bris by the 8th day, and we're basically telling him, this is the beginning of your career. You're going to, with God's help, you're going to spend your entire life, strengthening that only thing in the world, that covenant, that bris, that will ever, ever make Zakotin go to Liyah. You understand? Zakotin go to Liyah. That this little one could become an Adam Godel. Zakotin go to Liyah. Yodel Harach Kola Hashim Shal Havaya Rak Imit Star from the Mispa Shmaina. Only if you connect to the number 8, Shulamayla Mehavaya, which transcends creation. Shemichila Mispa Shiva, which is 7. Mizrach Marav Darm Tzof and Maila Matu Vem, says 7. She just finishes quickly this sentence, go a few 2 minutes over. Moshe Ben Asher Hikshiv Shiras Ava Yoda, he called Mitzvah Mitzvah Shabbatar, Vachola Kosu Bahain Hain Kulam, Tavei Nigina. Moshe Ben knew that every single word of the Torah, every single word of Torah, every single mitzvah are strings on that harp, are chords of the song of Shir Chodesh Lelokein. He meniginish shleim. It's part of meniginish shleim. It's a whole symphony. Who yada legalus lano mipi Hashem ki atari he rak hatara he rak he hashira shleim. The only the Torah. Kislach is hashira azayis. That's the only shira is the Torah. Because the Torah is not the Eitz HaDaas. It's not the limitations of man, of human knowledge, of human reason. It transcends that. It's the Eitz HaChaim, it's the tree of life. Life that's forever. The Eitz HaDaas, Hu HaMnagdato, the tree of knowledge, of limited, finite human experiences, where they think that they now know everything, and this is where they found godless. That's the antithesis. It's the enemy of the Eitz HaChaim. Until this day, this seduction, this poison of the snake, of the cruel snake, continues to go on seducing and tricking and confusing, to distract. Us to distract the world from true gedula, which shiras emes, which shiras kel chai, the song of the living God, shiras kel chai. The doimim shahakol sofuk b'soich havaya atzma levad, and they imagine that all godless is contained in creation itself. Miblitzarich lachapes b'mroimim, without any need lachapes b'mroimim, and that was the revolution that Avraham Avinu began. When Avraham Avinu looked at the world and he said, "Mi bal habira." That's the whole. That's the beginning. When Avraham Avinu said, "Who's above all of this?" The rest of the world was worshiping the world, and Avraham Avinu starts smashing all of the avodah zarah of the world. And Avraham Avinu saying is that godless chevra, godless is not found, not by the Yankees, not by the Mets, not by the Astros, not by this movie, by that show, not by this thing. That's not what godless is. That's what he began to smash all the idols, and he said, "There's a Baal Habira. There's an Adayin Oilam Shalom B'Terem Kol Yitzir Nivra. There's a Pnimius that we don't see with our eyes." That was the beginning of the revolution of Am Yisrael, to bring the world back to that truth of the Or of Pnimius. Mitzvah Hashem, we're not going to have Shir for the next 2 weeks, and then afterwards we'll continue with the pieces from Akitzer around Pshkai.